And now for reading and writing and radio.
Today we're back with our second program of Kids in Charge. We have three shows for you today, recorded by kids at their own schools with their own equipment, so you may have to listen quite carefully. Let's start with Susie Pettyjohn's 5th and 6th grade challenge class at Edinburgh.
Trees, trees, trees. We have noticed there are many things written about trees.
In books.
Poems.
In stories. All different kinds of stories about all different kinds of trees. How many kinds of trees can you name?
Well, there are birch, maple, chestnut, elm, butternut, ash. That's six!
Keep going. Probably the most famous poem about trees is by Joyce Kilmer. You can tell how he feels about trees.
Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
There are other things written to show attitudes about trees. Most are good attitudes about people wanting to save trees and liking trees.
Not all, though. How about Charlie Brown and the kite-eating tree?
Beech, balsam fir, hemlock, pecan, resin, magnolia, cedar.
23!
Back to attitudes. In Mr. Tamarian's trees, Mr. Tamarian doesn't like his trees at all and cuts them down.
Yeah, but what he really hates is the leaves, not the trees. He finds he misses those trees.
And he plants some new ones.
So that has a happy ending. We could write about planting trees, but what about some other stories?
In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the trees had spirits that could choose sides.
Shakespeare wrote about tree spirits. Ariel in The Tempest, a witch turned him into one.
In Wizard of Oz, the trees could talk and throw apples.
And grab people. That would be something to write about. Trees with human characteristics.
Sassafras, black oak, redwood, and
spruce. 54!
There are stories built around trees. The trees may be very large or special, but they're still just trees. Like in The Hobbit, the tree city.
As far back as the Bible, there are stories about trees. Zacchaeus climbed the tree to see Jesus, remember?
In The Cheerful Quiet, the boy finds the only quiet place is in a tree.
Those are good ideas. We could write about trees that are special to us. How would it be living in a tree house?
A tree house, a free house, a secret you and me house. A high up in the leafy branches, cozy as can be house. A street house, a neat house. Be sure and wipe your feet house. It's not my kind of house at all. Let's go and live in a tree house.
Good idea, but we've got more. There are some silly things written about trees, too. Look at Lucy's song, Little Known Facts.
You see this tree? It is a fir tree. It's called a fir tree because it gives us fur for coats. It also gives us wool in the wintertime.
It's very interesting, Lucy. I never knew that before.
This is an elm tree. It's very little, but it will grow up into a giant tree. An oak. You can tell how old it is by counting its leaves.
Ogden Nash wrote a silly poem about trees. I think that I shall never see a billboard lovely as a tree. Indeed, unless the billboards fall, I'll never see a tree at all.
That would be fun, writing silly stories or poems about trees.
A tree that ain't Cleveland.
A Boston fern that runs amok in Boston.
The tree and me.
Let's write that or anything else about trees, too. Then let's go plant some trees.
Pine, pin oak, apple, cherry, palm, cypress.
87!
Can I stop now?
Where are you going?
We're all going to plant some trees.
Hey, here's how to make them grow faster. Listen.
Lucy, why is Charlie Brown banging his head against a tree?
To loosen the bark so the tree will grow faster. Oh. Come along, Linus.
Our next is from a third grade class. I know a nice lady.
Joe's and Mrs. Limbaugh's third grade classes from South School in Taylorville, Illinois. Our program is called I Know a Nice Lady.
Violets are blue, you should like older people too.
Roses are red, violets are blue, I like older people, so should you.
Violets are blue, roses are red, I'm glad that most old people aren't dead.
Roses are red, violets are blue, I hope someone gets better and that someone's you.
That we want to do something nice for the older people who live in the nursing home near our school. We made pumpkins, bats, haunted houses, ghosts, and cats out of construction paper. We
put lifesavers in little bats, haunted houses, and pumpkins, and we put sugarless candy in them for the people who couldn't have sugar, and it was fun making them.
I thought it was nice to take the carts to the nursing home. I thought they looked happy when we brought them.
When we went, we took pictures on a tree stump, and when we went back, we took some pictures by the fence.
I felt sorry for a man there. I offered him a card, and he wouldn't take it. He said he couldn't read. And for Thanksgiving, we took some cards, too.
Read some books about older people and want to share part of them with you.
My book is Grandma Didn't Wave Back. Debbie's grandma keeps saying the same thing over and over again, and it's hard for Debbie to get used to it.
My book was Grandpa and Me, and it was about a little boy and his grandpa living out on the seashore, and they went fishing and swimming together, took boat rides together.
My book about the morning mist is Grandpa and his son went out to the lake and caught some trout.
My book is about Nana upstairs and Nana downstairs. And it's about this little boy and his two grandmas. And every time he goes over there, he goes upstairs and his grandma will tell him to get the candy and the comb out of the drawer.
Thank you.
people who have done things at an older age. We read about them in books and encyclopedias.
I'm talking about Benjamin Franklin. He was 80 and he was governor of Pennsylvania.
Arthur Fiedler studied violin in Europe and at 19 was selected to play with the Boston Symphony. As he grew older, he was a famous conductor until he died at around age 90.
I'm talking about Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison was famous for inventing the light bulb. He lived and worked for 84 years.
I am talking about John Wayne. John Wayne was a famous actor who was still acting in movies when he was in his 70s.
I'm talking about Grant Wood. Grant Wood was famous for painting the picture called American Gothic. It looks like a photograph of an old farmer and his wife.
We made a graffiti poster on our wall as we studied older people. We wrote this about them.
Old people are nice. They can't do anything young people can do.
I think old people are nice because they are smart.
Old people like children.
I like old people because they are sweet.
Old people can jog some count.
Old people are my friends.
Old people are nice.
Old people have lots of energy. Old people like to do things.
For possible writing ideas, write about what it will be like when you get old, or write about what your brother or sisters will be like when they get older, or what will your mother and father be like when they get very, very old. We hope you know a nice lady or man too.
And here is our final show.
Miss Blackman's fourth grade reading class at Memorial School in Taylorville, Illinois, proudly presents Candidates for Extinction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Convention for Endangered Species. The candidates are gathering at the podium. Our first candidate is about to speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our first candidate, Bobby Bobcat.
Yay! My name is Bobby Bobcat. I am a North American wildcat. I'm related to the Canada lynx. I have a longer tail, shorter ears, and smaller feet than the lynx. I am 15 inches high at the shoulders. My tail is 5 to 8 inches long. I weigh 15 to 25 pounds. I am tan or reddish brown and have dark spots on my coat. I live in woody areas and brushy ravines. I eat rabbits, squirrels, gophers, and other small animals. I catch them by creeping noiselessly along the ground. I swim if I have to, but I'd rather not. My den is a hollow log or crevice of a rock ledge. My litter can vary from 1 to 5, but is usually 3. I am an endangered species. Please help me. I have a right to live. Please have an International Year of the Animal for me.
The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our second candidate, Mary Manatee.
My name is Mary Manatee. If you like, you can call me Sea Cow. I live in deep water. I have become an endangered species. I am glad that police are putting up signs so there is no more motorboating. There is less than 1,000 of us are left. I breathe out of my nostrils and I come up for air only every 5 to 10 minutes. We manatees eat as much as 110 pounds sea plants a day. I usually only have one baby at a time. When it is born, it is about 5 feet long. It weighs about 200 pounds. We manatees are very gentle. We only want to be left alone and we want to live. Please help us. Try to have an international year for me.
Yay! The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our third candidate, Barbara Barnow.
My name is Barbara Barnow. I weigh as much as 1 pound. My wings spread to about 3 feet across. I have long white feathers spotted with gray. I have large eyes. My food is only live prey. My eyesight is adapted to darkness. When I have babies, I only have 2 to 10 eggs. There are 30 species of barn owls all over the world. I am becoming endangered because people are shooting me. They think I will hurt them. I would like to have an international year for us animals. We have rights too.
The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our fourth candidate, Ben Bengal Tiger.
My name is Ben Bengal Tiger. I come from Asia. I'm also the largest of cats. Fully grown, I weigh from 500 to 600 pounds. My natural habitat is disappearing. Soon I'll only be put in zoos. I feed on animals like an antelope and buffalo. My color is orange with black stripes. I'm also one of the oldest of cats. My ancestor was the saber-toothed tiger. I am an endangered species. Please help me. Help form an international year of animal, of the animal.
The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our fifth candidate, Wendy White-tailed Jackrabbit.
I am Wendy White-tailed Jackrabbit. We are native western hares. We long-eared, long-legged creatures look like caricatures, but we are well adapted to life in temperate areas. We feed on almost any kind of vegetation and can get along with very little water. Occasionally, we do damage to alfalfa and grain fields. Our ears, sometimes third of our length, keep us aware of our many enemies. We are a main item in the diet of coyotes. We can run with leaps of 15 to 20 feet and a speed of over 40 miles per hour. Our fur turns color in the wintertime. Some of us are all white. This is to protect us from our enemies. We are becoming extinct. Please help us.
The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our sixth candidate, Pam Panda.
I am Pam Panda. I live only in a small area of the Far East, Western China, in Tibet, and in Nepal. For thousands of years, we pandas have lived in the same regions, yet all that time, most people, even those nearby, seldom, if ever, seen us. I am about 6 feet long and am furry and fat like a teddy bear. I am black and white. I eat only bamboo shoots, off and on in the last 30 years or so. We pandas have been caught by men and sent to zoos. Whenever we are shown, crowds gather to look at us. We pandas charm everyone. Help us to continue charming people. We are endangered. Please have an International Year of the Animal for us.
The Convention for Endangered Species would like to introduce our seventh candidate, the bald eagle. Yay!
My name is the Bald Eagle. You know me well. I am a symbol of our country, the United States. My head and tail are white. My body and wings are dark brown. My eyes, feet, and beak are yellow. I eat fish and live near water. I build my nest on tops of rocks, cliffs, and very tall trees. It is built of sticks and is very deep. I lay 2 eggs. My babies are called eaglets. I can live to be 30. Some of us are more than 3 feet long. Our wings can spread up to 7 feet. My eyes are keener than a person's. I have a long hook beak. I weigh up to 12 pounds. Losing my home and pesticides hurting my eggs are causing me to become extinct. Please help me. I represent your country. Let's have an International Year of the Animal.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There are also more than 500 other candidates for extinction, but time does not allow all of them to speak now. Who will be the winner?
These animals can all be winners with your support. The United Nations has already instated the International Year of the Child. Animals have rights too. How about an International Year of the Animal? This is how you can help and lend your support. Ask for an International Year of the Animal. Write a short note to the Secretary General of the United Nations asking him for an International Year of the Animal. Show your concern. Get involved. Get your paper and pencil and write down this address.
Kurt Waldheim, Secretary General, United Nations Headquarters, 1st Avenue and Roosevelt Drive, East 42nd and East 48th Street, New York, New York, 10,000. That's Kurt Waldheim, Waldheim, Secretary General, United Nations Headquarters, 1st Avenue and Roosevelt Drive, East 42nd and East 48th Street, New York, New York, 10,000. Let's all pitch in and give our support. Let's make winners out of all the candidates for extinction. Remember, if they lose. We could be next.
So today, for your writing, you have several choices. All sorts of ideas for stories and poems about trees, tales about an old person that you know or what you've done to learn about aging, and letters to the UN in support of an International Year of the Animal. So grab your pencils and go to it. And thanks, kids, for making these tapes for us.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.